Surge in Chinese costs sends U.S. import prices higher. Prices of imported goods into the United States unexpectedly rose in June due to increasing costs of Chinese products, the government said on July 17. Import prices edged up 0.3% last month, from a downwardly revised 1.7% gain in May, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Economists had anticipated that import prices would fall by 0.7%. A decline in costs for food and energy imports was offset by higher prices for capital and consumer goods. Prices for fuel and lubricant imports dipped by 0.4%, driven primarily by improving traffic volumes in the Persian Gulf. By comparison, these costs had surged almost 13% in May and 19% in April. Conversely, non-fuel import prices ticked up 0.4%, driven by higher prices for capital and consumer goods, industrial supplies, and materials. This reflected the strengthening demand for technology products as companies bolster their investments in artificial intelligence infrastructure. China was a sizable contributor to last month's increase as import prices from the world's second-largest economy rose by 0.9%. This represented the largest monthly jump since January 2008, the Bureau said. Despite President Donald Trump's efforts, the United States still relies on China, accounting for 14% of its exports, down from 20% in 2017. But it also receives a majority of specific Chinese-made goods, including smartphones, telephone equipment, and toys. Trump's blanket 10% Section 122 tariff on all goods entering the United States will expire later this month. But the administration has also imposed Section 301 import taxes, ranging from 7.5% to 100% on Chinese goods. Prices for imports from Japan fell by 0.6%. Import prices from Canada and Mexico swelled 1.2% and 0.1%, respectively. In the 12 months ending in June, import prices rose by 7.1%, from a 6.7% annual increase the previous month, the biggest jump in almost 4 years. Meanwhile, the cost of U.S. goods shipped to foreign markets fell more than expected. Export prices fell by 0.6% in June, from the downwardly revised 1.2% increase. While agricultural export prices ticked up 0.2%, this was more than offset by a 0.7% drop in non-agricultural shipments, mainly industrial supplies and materials. Costs of U.S. goods shipped to China also slipped by 0.4%. The consensus forecast suggested prices of U.S. exports would fall by 0.4%. On a 12-month basis, export prices are up more than 10%. The trade data excludes tariffs. More indicative, these figures indicate that U.S. consumers are paying far more than what the Consumer Price Index shows, says Peter Schiff, chief economist and global strategist at Euro-Pacific Asset Management. This is far more indicative of the price increases U.S. consumers are actually paying than the 3.5% YOY increase in the June CPI and explains why inflation is such a big concern, Schiff said in a July 17 post on X. This week, two key reports suggested that U.S. inflation could be stabilizing after the war in Iran upended global energy markets. June's annual inflation rate eased to a lower-than-expected 3.5%, from 4.2%. Consumer prices also declined 0.4% from May to June, better than anticipated. The Producer Price Index, a pipeline indicator for what consumers could pay in the future, fell 0.3% last month and slowed to 5.5% year-over-year. Both readings came in below expectations. Inflation remains a problem, including for the Federal Reserve, says David Miller, senior portfolio manager at Catalyst Funds. The major improvement from the peak inflation period is already behind us, Miller said in a note emailed to the Epoch Times. Goods inflation has improved, but services inflation, housing-related costs, wages, insurance, energy volatility, and geopolitical supply risks all remain important issues. Futures market data show that traders have pushed back their rate hike forecasts. Investors now pencil in a quarter-point interest rate increase later this year, rather than the previous projection of September.